We're back from recess. Gentlemen.
I think one of the key things I wanted to bring up and wanted to seek some guidance from the commission, once this cleanup...
For the record, that's Mr. Robert Ashley speaking.
Once this cleanup effort begins to progress, we're going to have a lot of these property owners that are going to begin rebuilding their homes. And I wanted to seek the commission's guidance as far as permitting, as far as Division I permits for the construction of these homes, the rebuilding of some of these homes.
Is it required for us, correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm off base, is it required of us to ask for another permit to be issued for someone who's rebuilding, and especially when they're rebuilding after such an event?
It's my understanding in the past, a lot of times if they're building in the same footprint, and of course we've not had an event, you know, of this nature, but I think in the past if there's been a house that's been destroyed in a fire, if they've built back in the same footprint, I think previously we haven't required a Division I permit. But if they've built, in some instances, what we may find is...
Bob, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do we want to make these people wade through the bureaucratic process of going after a permit to rebuild a house that's been destroyed by a tornado?
My only thing is if the footprint's the same now.
Well, if it's an inch bigger, no.
I mean, if they're pouring a new foundation, yes. If they're adding on, but if they're putting back, basically replacing what they lost, no, I don't want to do that.
No, nobody's going to put back what they lost. They're going to add to. But here's what I'm thinking: if you do this administratively, instead of the permit is available with no cost to the people, the cost is the big thing. We don't want our citizens to have to pay anything. But if they need to have a location where they come and ask you, and they want to rebuild something, I don't know what purpose the permit is other than the cost. If it goes to the assessor's office to make something available for him at that point, I think it's great that you put that back into a permit form, administratively handled, where they don't have to go through all the hoops and loops of all Division One permit and all that kind of stuff. I think that's the way I see it. Jim, is that the way you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, administratively. I mean, so there's still a check process, a check and balance, a checking process. But my thing is, my biggest thing is, if they're going to add more than like maybe a certain square footage, then maybe they go through a permit process. But for just the sake of rebuilding and with minor changes, and handle it administratively, and just so it's one less burden for the individuals to go through.
Oh, exactly. And of course, these Division I permits, it's a permit that is handled administratively. The only concerns that we really had, or the only thing we wanted to be cautious of, is if we did have an addition, we knew there could be instances where we might have to look at their wastewater system. And, you know, was because... The wastewater systems are permitted based on the number of bedrooms, and so if there was a large-scale addition, it could have an impact there. The only other thing we really needed to look at was if we would happen to have a house that did fall in the floodplain. If there was a home that was in the floodplain that was destroyed, once it's destroyed, it's supposed to meet the requirements of the floodplain development ordinance, which would potentially require that structure to be elevated. And so that was the only other thing really that we would need to look at is we just wanted to ensure that we met those requirements.
After reviewing what I reviewed yesterday, I don't know that you would have one circumstance where it would be in a floodplain. I don't know.
That was my hope.
I don't know of any that I looked at that would lay within a floodplain. But no, if there was a circumstance, you could bring that forward, or you use, I would say, permission administratively to do what you need to do there, even. But I didn't see anything that laid within a floodplain that was damaged.
What we want you to use best common sense practices. We just don't want to weigh these people down with the bureaucracy that is involved in the permitting process as usual. And I think you understand where we're coming from, Bob.
And absolutely exactly. No fees charged.
Okay, and that was our feel as well. And so just to clarify or just to make sure I have a complete understanding, regardless whether they build back on the same footprint or there is an addition, are they still to not be assessed a fee, basically?
I would think, there's got to be a square footage in there somewhere. What's reasonable, what's not reasonable? I mean, if it was 1,000 square foot and they add on, if they come back and say, we're going to put 2,000 square feet in, I would think that's not so much reasonable.
Normally, by the code book,
it would be what?
It looks upon basically a 100 square foot addition.
10 by 10.
As an addition. But
look, if my home's destroyed or if anybody else's home's destroyed out there and they get ready to build it back, they're not going to build back the same way that they did. They're not going to. Any reasonable person has changes and things that they want to do. What I'm saying to you is you're the administrator. You use reasonable judgment and you take upon those situations. If there's a large addition that may affect the sewer system or something like that, then you take that into consideration and bring that forward. But other than that, I don't want any burden placed on these people.
I agree.
What I'm going to do is reasonable. I'd rather take the subjectiveness away from you and just say it's a square footage. And that's all I'm asking for is what's reasonable so that Bob doesn't get caught and say what's reasonable to him and reasonable to you is two different numbers.
Well, I think we may be talking about two different things. When the assessor goes out and appraises the property, they're going to catch whatever addition was made. They're
Correct.
Going to be appraised according to
yes.
what they built.
Correct. Yes.
And that's going to go on the books, and that's how they're going to be taxed for the future.
Yes.
What Commissioner Strahan is saying is if they're going to rebuild, don't charge them a permit fee. I mean,
Correct.
And I agree with that.
Okay.
Let those differences in size be caught by the assessor when the homes are appraised.
Perfect.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes.
And with the commission's permission, I wondered about even putting out a press release, just letting people know this.
Go for it.
Okay.
You want to do it for Monday? I mean, there's
okay.
a lot of news being
That's
bought
what I was
right
thinking
now.
Too. Maybe,
just have it ready
maybe,
for Monday
maybe
so that we can make
week.
The major presses on Wednesday.
Exactly.
No one's going to be coming in today.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but I think if you could have it ready for Monday, then we could possibly review it, Bob.
That was my
if you're right,
well.
And then give it to everyone on Monday.
And if you don't, she's going to be after you.
And she'll
okay.
and get him if it's not here. So.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. Scott, do you have something else?
Yeah, the only thing I'd add is I'd really encourage people to come in because of the record keeping, because we get calls almost daily from different entities wanting to know when, where, and then the setbacks that we might need to watch, so don't think you don't need to come in. We'd
okay.
highly encourage you. So,
okay, thanks.
Good, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
When you said come in, Scott, you meant call in at least and let you know that they're doing something.
Yeah.
Look, what's your number, Scott?
It's 546-7225.
Could you repeat that number one more time, just because I messed it up?
It's 546-7225. That's the office number.
That's planning and zoning.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.123 and 12, executive session.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed. Nay. The motion carries.